It's KRCB Public Radio with the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. The U.S. Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals has struck down a California law limiting who can carry a concealed weapon. Katie Orr reports from Sacramento.
The decision could make it easier to carry a concealed weapon in California. State law says anyone who wants a concealed weapon permit must demonstrate good moral character and show good cause. It was left to local governments to determine how the law should be enforced. But in a case from San Diego County, the Ninth Circuit ruled 2-1 the good cause requirement infringes on the Second Amendment right to bear arms. If the ruling stands, anyone who wants a concealed weapon permit for self-protection would be able to get one. In Sacramento, I'm Katie Orr.
Three former California governors are backing a proposed November ballot initiative that would speed up the state's notoriously slow death penalty process. Democrat Gray Davis joined Republicans Pete Wilson and George Duke-Majan Thursday to kick off the drive to gather more than 800,000 voter signatures.
These are common sense reforms, many of them proposed in the campaign for Prop 34. That we, the governors, thought made sense then. We think they make sense now.
Voters narrowly rejected Proposition 34 in 2012. It would have abolished the death penalty rather than try to fix it. Former Los Angeles County District Attorney Gil Garcetti campaigned for Prop 34. He calls this proposal misguided and flawed.
What purpose does the death penalty serve? Other than retribution, other than revenge, are we willing to pay that?
The latest proposal, backed by several law enforcement and victims' rights groups, would speed up the appeals process, require death row inmates to work and pay victim restitution, and attempt to break through the legal stalemate over California's lethal injection procedures. You can find these and other stories on our news page, krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.